was December the 6th, 1983. I was doing time for armed robbery. At 4 in the morning, I was sitting in my cell. I heard a whistle blow, then I heard somebody yell.
There's a riot going on. There's a riot going on. There's a riot going on. Up in cell block number 9.
Welcome back, my friends. You're listening to Take No Prisoners at the Republic Broadcasting Network. I knew I had forgotten an announcement. Number one on the list. We had an email in this week from a fellow from another nation, but he did have some controversy here. And he said, it's funny, we wiped the email, so this is from my memory, but he said something like, Sam, this week I received a notice of release of lien from IRS. I haven't made any payments. However, I have been sending $300 million indemnity bonds to Treasury for the last couple of months. We've had a few reports like that where nothing more than the sending in of the indemnity bonds was required to release the lien. So it just goes to show you folks that you never really can predict with 100% certainty what will happen. But if we pray to the Lord and remember that it's His decision, then, and that our only salvation and our only success lies in the Lord's blessing upon us, then I think the outcome will have a much, it will be a much sweeter outcome for you to enjoy and for you to savor. In those programs, I was suggesting that you download from the archives. We also did an intense bankruptcy session. I'm trying to remember what days those were. I think one I know for sure was the Sunday night program, September 16th, from the Collecting in Bankruptcy Conference, where we interviewed a fellow, Jim. It was an hysterical case. In fact, I got an email from Jim yesterday, I believe, or this morning, thanking me for the conference, and I understand he's undertaking some interesting procedures to correct everything and use the bankruptcy to his benefit. That bankruptcy, my friends, we view bankruptcy as a last ditch or a last resort or a sign of insolvency or somehow a shame upon our good family name, when in fact, if you're cornered into bankruptcy, that's where you can do your best work. There's no end to what one can do in the bankruptcy arena. And at minimum, in delaying things and gaining tremendous experience in dealing with the judge and the trustee, and you find how easy it is to control the forum, because I guarantee, if you learn what's on that Collecting in Bankruptcy CD, or if you, those programs from the 16th, and I think we did one on September 29th, that was we used the bankruptcy trustee to collect on our and monetize our negotiable paper. Well, if you do that, I guarantee you will know more than anyone else in that forum. They won't see you coming from a mile away. They absolutely will not suspect that you and your friendly creditors are waiting there to force their hand. The only thing they'll be able to do is call recesses and try and weasel out of it. You can prepare for that and have notary subpoenas in the back pocket of those creditors, and take control even of the bankruptcy court. So we have the Collecting of Bankruptcy CD if you need it. That's available from Take No Prisoners at the Republic Broadcasting Network. But also these two programs I think will be invaluable if you're planning on going into bankruptcy. Anyway, we'll be back after a short break. We're going to spend 2 minutes wrapping up on initial notary procedure and move to prison extraction. You're listening to Take No Prisoners at the Republic Broadcasting Network. I'm Dr. Sam Kennedy.
Thank you. The Berkeylite's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeylite, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeylite is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeylite, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Have you ever considered purchasing storable foods? Well, now is the time to do so and take advantage of Ready Reserve Foods pre-special, pre-oil shortage, pre-drought, pre-bank collapse, pre-housing collapse, pre-dollar collapse, pre-economic collapse, pre-martial law, pre-war, possibly nuclear, pre-bird flu special, and your order will be shipped within 7 business days, not months like some food brokers. Ready Reserve manufactures the food we sell, and we have done so continuously for over 35 years. Call 1-800-453-2202 or visit our website at ReadyReserveFoods.com. We produce only the best in storable foods, all from the USA. 1-800-453-2202. Prepare yourself and family for some rough and bumpy times. 1-800-453-2202 or visit our website at ReadyReserveFoods.com.
Are you concerned about cholesterol, blood pressure? Are you experiencing chest pain? Are you looking for a more natural method to help improve your health issues?
I had 2 mild heart attacks, and I had a 80-90% blockage in my artery. Don recommended I take this Cardivite. I haven't had any chest pain since I've been on it. It's brought my cholesterol down. My blood sugar was really fluctuating from 10 to 14 when I went on the Cardivite. You know, it really leveled it out. I'm really pleased, and I feel so good about it. I'll tell you, it's great for your circulation, because I've noticed that I've had problems with my feet because of the diabetes, and they're getting better. They don't hurt as much. It's really great. I recommend this to anybody.
To learn more, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com. Call 1-877-928-8822.
Floor this morning, my head felt like somebody been a-walking on it. I don't know how I got here, I don't remember nothing at all.
We're back, friends, and you're listening to Take No Prisoners at the Republic Broadcasting Network. This is Dr. Sam Kennedy and Pixie coming to you, who's on my lap, one of the remaining few. She's a sister to one of our dogs, Bowser, who was lost. He's the one who was lost when I was at the Collecting Bankruptcy Conference. And she's the daughter of Yates, who was lost just a couple of weeks ago, a spindly little ancient Yorkshire Terrier. And so she's joining us for the program, and I'm sure she has at least as much to contribute as I do. Something very soothing about petting the animals. Anyway, we were talking about the BC bond. When mom files that application for a certificate of live birth and asks for the benefit and privilege of joining the United States, of having this baby become a subject of the United States, that certificate of live birth is the evidence of that transaction. It's the evidence that all of your future labor and obedience was pledged to the United States. Because of that, it has great value. What's the value of a life of labor of a living man or woman? what's more valuable. Without our labor, there's nothing. Without labor, the United States, for all of its pomp and circumstance, falls apart, because the opposite of labor is what? Is laziness, is it not? What did he say in Romans? Never be lacking in zeal, but keep your spiritual fervor. Never be lacking in zeal. I think he was referring to serving the Lord, but nonetheless, laziness is the devil's work on earth. And if we maintain our fervor, we will at least be able to enjoy this wretched life as much as it is within our capability, and have success at the various things that we attempt. And the birth certificate is the official Caesar certification and recognition of that fact. So it's attached to a bond. That bond, I'm sure, is available anywhere, and if not, you can order Winston's Fort Collins or his Mansfield, Massachusetts seminar. I haven't heard that one, but I'll bet it's great. That's Winston Shrout, and I say that because I have an email here from someone who called him Wilson. And when I first read it, I was thinking tennis balls. This email came in from a beginner, and it said, I've seen Wilson's video on UCC. My question is it wise to follow my UCC? If so, how can I do that the correct way? I live in New York. So we've already answered that. If it was me, I would do the UCC. I would do a security agreement, make public notice, as I described, of the security agreement on the UCC, and then I would send in a copy of the birth certificate bond to Treasury using Winston's birth certificate bond, or my version of it. It's neither Winston's nor mine. When it's in your hands, it's yours. Just like I don't call it Winston's when I'm using it, I'd best take responsibility for it. I'd best understand what Winston had in mind when, in his genius, he invented that approach. Very brilliant approach. The problem with that approach, of course, is that it's patriot mythology. They won't have the foggiest what it means. The Secretary of the Treasury might, when he's not dodging subpoenas. But that's why we have the option of attaching indemnity bonds, the first bond we use in the BIC process. When I say attaching them, I mean routing them through the BC bond or not. We do that sometimes. Mostly I do not. I let BIC stand on its own. So this fellow goes on to say, I'm a person that never gets in trouble with the law and such. I know people who practice commerce in these corporate courts get in trouble and end up in jail for whatever reason. Do the feds want you to know about UCC filings, or don't they? Well, I think he's asking two or three things in one question, but it's definitely worth addressing for those admitted and those closet novices out there, of which I'm one. People don't get in trouble because they practice commerce in court. I genuinely believe that. Commerce stops them from getting in trouble. They get in trouble because they practice commerce outside of court. They rip up their driver's license without doing it the right way. So now they're facing traffic stops and things of that sort. They stop paying their taxes without knowing what they are doing. And they wind up inviting Caesar's wrath upon them. So I always suggest that people think very carefully when and if they ever decide to make those moves, because it might not be the wisest thing in the world. But if you're facing the Grim Reaper, the judge, and you go in there and you start arguing, I ain't that stinking patriot, and I'm not that vessel, you're dead. But if you say, excuse me, what happened? This is your opportunity to disprove the assumption that you stole X amount of dollars from the notary, Secretary of the Treasury. Has this court not been notice that it's holding all liability here, and is it not proceeding in that direction to settle the case? Or should I present those parties directly? Should I surrender them to the marshal for you? Which position would you rather be in? So it's not commerce that's getting them into trouble. It's ignorance that's getting them into trouble. ignorance outside of the court. Don't stop paying your taxes. Don't rip up your driver's license. Don't put private plates on your vehicle unless you absolutely know what you're doing. Unless you've abated properly, you've established your credentials with all the local gendarmes, everyone knows you're out of the system, the computer system has been turned off, and all of that is now working properly in your favor, then and only then might you consider heading down that pathway as an independent foreign entity slash official slash court. We know how to do that, but that's not necessarily what commerce is, although it's certainly very appealing in many circumstances. Specifically to a friend in Chicago, if you happen to be listening, abating all process and just moving on. So the third question here is, when one person files their UCC, they have first lien position on all their capital, on all capital names. My question is, Winston, well, he said Wilson. I love it. Wilson stated, when a man accesses their bond through the Treasury and gets funds into the account, I guess what I'm trying to say is, if it's true that UCC filers have unlimited access to funds from their bond through the Treasury by doing setoffs and providing Treasury with the TIL, so for funds can be wired their bank account. All right. I think what's being asked is, can you then start wiring funds to your bank account and making cash payments through your exemption? Let me see if I can figure out a good answer. No. Maybe 5 years from now, yes, if you know what you're doing. But I caution beginners and even those who are advanced, know what you're doing, understand the risks. Don't take risky moves like trying to make a wire transfer into your bank account directly from Treasury, because you can almost be assured of having a visit from the Secret Service or the Controller of the Currency or the FBI, and they're going to say, where did you get the funds? What account are you talking about? We don't know of any account there. And next thing you know, you're facing conspiracy and, 7201 charges or 7203 and counterfeiting charges and Lord knows what else. There are actually right ways to do things. And the first right way is to understand who you are and not get yourself into trouble. Then maybe, years down the track, when you truly understand what it is to be a creditor, you can approach people and say, look, here's the situation. Here are instruments I have on file. I intend to draw against those instruments. I'd like to set it up in such and such a way. I'll clear it with your bank, or here are the instructions. You'll know what you're doing as opposed to doing what you don't know. So as a novice, you should spend your time studying. If this is a pathway that in the least bit you find appealing. If, on the other hand, you have grandchildren that you'd like to spend your time with, or you have a Bible you would rather read, that might make even more sense. So I just throw that out as food for thought, folks, because I don't like to see you in conflict with the United States. There's no reason to be. The United States works for us. We are the government. Anyway, let's move on now to prison extraction. We've pretty much cleared out the phone lines because I've been babbling along. And before I close, so the lines are open if you have questions or your family members are involved in prison extraction. What I'd like to do is lay out a brief overview of what the process is privately, what the principles behind it are, and then look at exact procedures. And this is a conversation that we will continue next week and the week after, I am sure. Before I close the BC bond, let me just say that the process is very simple. It's a certified copy of the birth certificate stapled to the back of a BC bond. The BC bond should have two sureties as well as the principal or the grantor on the bond. We would send it in by registered mail with stamps alone on the envelope, not meter strips or ink or anything else. And we would include a certified copy of our UCC-1. We could also elect to do that by notary process if we want and have the notary certify that it was done. because then notice could be given to the secretaries of state about that bond. And we'll review that when we come back after a brief intermission. You're listening to Take No Prisoners at the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Are you looking for a one-stop shop to find all your favorite books and videos? Look no further. Northern Voice Bookstore has everything you need. Hundreds of titles, from self-defense, survival, and financial freedom, to history, politics, conspiracy, and everything you need to know about the New World Order. You can order everything you need on the web, 24 hours a day, at northernvoicebookstore.com. Or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, Post Office Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. Northern Voice Bookstore offers a broad range of different perspectives and believes strongly that the American people need alternative sources of information in order to understand the society they live in today. You won't find a better selection of books or videos anywhere. So make Northern Voice Bookstore your bookstore. Visit us online at northernvoicebookstore.com or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, P.O. Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. And make sure to tell them you heard about us on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Did you ever wonder how an opera singer that hits a high note is able to shatter a wine glass? Well, the glass has a natural resonant frequency. If the resonant frequency making the glass vibrate is powerful enough, the size of the vibration will become so large the glass shatters. Using this same principle, Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease-causing organisms can be destroyed using different resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions Frequency Instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions with no side effects. The 2006 BioSolutions Plus is the easiest to operate frequency instrument ever developed. Its easy reference guide will allow you to begin using the instrument within minutes. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free, 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625. Once again, 1-866-885-6625.
Listening to RBN has helped you to prepare for an emergency and invest in the gold and silver markets, but now you'd like help managing your other investments. Would you prefer personalized investment advice? Onesti Investment Advisors can help. Onesti Investment Advisors will customize a portfolio with no conflicts of interest. Onesti Investment Advisors is a fee-based firm. We do no underwriting and receive no commission, so we always look after your interest. The better you do, the better we do. Get diversification by investing in stocks, bonds, mutual funds, ETFs, and more. Onesti Investment Advisors can help fund education, plan for retirement, lower your taxes, increase retirement income, and protect against a falling dollar. You've worked hard for your assets. Former floor trader and certified financial planner certificate, John Onesti, has the experience to help grow your investments. If you're looking to improve your investment results, call or email for a free consultation. Onesti Investment Advisors, 505-296-2453. That's 505-296-2453. Click on our banner ad on RBN or visit our website at onestiadvisors.com. Onesti Investment Advisors, looking after your investments.
Hi, welcome to America. Glad you made it. On the left, you'll notice a coin slot. Insert dollars only, please. I got no
bread for. Welcome back, friends. I'm Dr. Sam Kennedy. Thanks for joining me tonight. In wrapping up this novice UCC procedure, let me say that probably anyone messing around with commerce at the levels that we do should probably have a UCC filing in place as public notice of their creditor status to the debtor straw party account. By the way, all of you who wonder what that pass-through account is on some of the bonds that we use, the way I've defined the pass-through account in my database is my name is the, excuse me, that's incorrect, is the straw party's interpretation forgery of my name and the Social Security number right after it. Almost like a bank routing number followed by the account number. So it would say Sam Kennedy, 1234567 89. That's actually the pass-through account. So when I program it in through the database, it's automatic. It takes the Social Security number and it takes the uppercase version of my name and combines them as a so-called pass-through account. Then they have all they need to identify it. Anyway, we take the certified copy of the birth certificate. which we've secured from the state. That's not a certified copy that the notary certifies, as in the older process, but that's an actual certified copy from the state. And we attach it to the BC bond along with a certified copy that we acquire from the through the UCC 11 search process at the Secretary of State's UCC division office. And they're usually pretty prompt on those things. And we send it all into Treasury by registered mail. If you have a notary send it in, then the notary could provide a certificate thereafter that the instrument was not answered and stands as truth 10 days later or 30 days later. Now you could take that certificate and a copy of the bond and a copy of the a certified copy of the birth certificate, and you could provide notice to the secretaries of state of the state and Washington, D.C., if you so desired, or to anyone else of your creditor status in other more creative ways. Of course, the UCC-1 filing itself is public notice, so that may be redundant, but there may be circumstances where you find you can apply that UCC-1 document or the UCC-1 11 search of the UCC records creatively. Anyway, let's move on now to a topic that I know is of keen interest to many people, and that is extracting someone from a prison situation. Here are the issues. Now, I want to be very explicit here. If a living man is sitting in prison, he is sitting there from the interpretation of the United States perspective as a voluntary surety for the debts of the straw party. And they make that assumption based upon the adhesion contracts that you have placed some form of signature upon in which you have volunteered to be a United States person. Let me give you an example. If you've been in a rough judicial criminal case, then you know that they have used coercion to get you to sign an appearance bond of some sort. And when you do, the language in the signature box is as explicit as it can be. Defendant. Now, when we surrender the surety, once we've paid that account and we establish as a matter of fact and law a successor surety, and we send that along to the appropriate agencies, we make sure to note that there was a waiver box where they could have waived that privilege of being the successor surety, and all they had to do was sign on the line that said defendant. They don't like to do that. We don't like to do it and shouldn't be doing it. But if you have, and if you felt that that's a worthwhile sacrifice to at least get out of that prison, out of that jail temporarily, then the problem is that all of those contracts, both visible and assumed, must be repealed. I cannot tell you, or at least overcome, they must be paid and they must be redrafted. The essence of the redraft is they've been paid and the holder of the payment is now the new surety for the obligations attributed to the legal fiction. Easier said than done, but it can be done. Now, when we establish a new surety in a case, we call it a successor surety. Someone who has received all that the law requires to settle the matter to the complete satisfaction of the plaintiff and any other would-be claimant. But in most cases, has failed to post that payment and settlement in the appropriate record. Therefore, since they are holding payment, they are liable fully for the account. Get a public official to certify that administratively. fat is the beginning process for extracting prison. Pick this up in a couple of minutes.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
The Berkeleyite's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeleyite, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeleyite is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeleyite, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Have you ever considered purchasing storable foods? Well, now is the time to do so and take advantage of Ready Reserve Foods pre-special, pre-oil shortage, pre-drought, pre-bank collapse, pre-housing collapse, pre-dollar collapse, pre-economic collapse, pre-martial law, pre-war, possibly nuclear, pre-bird flu special, and your order will be shipped within 7 business days, not months like some food brokers. Ready Reserve manufactures the food we sell, and we have done so continuously for over 35 years. Call 1-800-453-2202 or visit our website at ReadyReserveFoods.com. We produce only the best in storable foods, all from the USA. 1-800-453-2202. Prepare yourself and family for some rough and bumpy times. 1-800-453-2202 or visit our website at ReadyReserveFoods.com. In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes 4 books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
The boogie train, it's a boogie thing. Oh, it's a boogie thing. It's a boogie thing. Boogie all night long.
Welcome back, my friends. You're listening to the last half hour of Take No Prisoners at the Republic Broadcasting Network. Couple of things here. Number one, my producer just told me we got a call from some woman saying, "Where can I get that UCC information?" I'm not exactly sure what she's referring to, but the BC bond can be had through Winston Trout, or if you know any of the mentors from any of my conferences. The UCC 1 documents can be downloaded from any Secretary of State's website. Again, you would just follow the links to their UCC 1. Sometimes it's under the corporate division. But they'll usually have those forms available. They're all the same from state to state. Go to any state. You can download them at the New York Secretary of State's website. And if she's referring to the program, to the information on how to do it, download the program. That's what it was all about. So I hope that answers that question. Also had an interesting email that came in. It says, "Sam, I got my ass kicked in bankruptcy court. They kicked it because I didn't have a tax return. What are you doing recommending bankruptcy court? Well, thank you for that. I appreciate the vote of confidence. One thing we covered, out of a million things we covered at the collecting and bankruptcy seminar is, if you read the bankruptcy code, my friend, it doesn't say a tax return that the debtor filed. It just says a tax return, among a million other easy methods for overcoming all that kind of nonsense. In this case, let me suggest, and I don't mean this sarcastically nor shamelessly, that you contact Brian at TakeNoPrisoners@Hush.com and get hold of that, because if you need to go back into bankruptcy, and you can, if you follow their directions, then it's an involuntary dismissal, and you can take it right back in, among other things that we discuss. We have a bunch of hot link notes that, through a hot link table of contents, that literally allow someone to very quickly dissect all of the problems and procedures, and they're very simple, quick solutions to most everything. Bankruptcy is so, excuse me, so quick to execute and so easy to do. And the audios from those 2 days won't take you all that long to listen to, you know, a few drives in the car. But I guarantee you'll come away from day two with 100 ideas on how, within a week's time, you can turn your bankruptcy case around. Anyway, thank you for that email. I appreciate it. It wakes me up. It means I'm going to be my usual surly self in the last half hour. So, friends, prison extraction, that email, by the way, brings to mind one of the issues in prison extraction. In my mind, there are two kinds of adhesion contracts. There are the visible, prescient adhesion contracts upon which they will act, the actionable adhesion contracts. That would be your appearance bonds, the contract you sign for pretrial services, restraining orders that you sign, anything else where they say, hey, sign here, and you do. Then there are all of the invisible / visible adhesion contracts. They exist, but they only operate within the judiciary as assumptions, an assumption that you are a United States person. And those would include, of course, your bank account, the driver's license, the Social Security card, the birth certificate, all of the signatures that went into the securing or the applications for those privileges. Oh, you want permission to be married? Sign here, and we'll give you a marriage license. You have to apply for it. You want to be a part of the Social Security system and health insurance and limited liability and auto insurance so that we don't throw you in jail if you're not? Sign here. Driver's license, Social Security card. All of those are assumed. And that leads me to the, I guess it's really an important decision depending upon how long you're in for and how severe are the penalties and just how far you're willing to go to get out. Probably most people would go to any length to get out other than murder. That leads to the decision of, do you try a commercial process to affect the prison extraction involving rescinding all of the actionable adhesion contracts such as the appearance bond, or do you go whole hog and eliminate by way of procedures that are out there, you can find on the web, that would eliminate the driver's license, the car registrations, the Social Security card, in no uncertain terms, and establish a completely foreign jurisdiction and provide notice of it to everyone, and then say, let me go. I would suggest that the commercial procedures and the BIC process come first, and then, if it's unsuccessful, the next step could be, instead of venturing into the courts, where we know they have 100 ways of making sure that the court retains its jurisdiction over nothing, its facade of jurisdiction, then you might want to try that secondary route, which would be fully abating your standing, a true expatriation from you personally, the living man from the United States, and to hell with all of those other numbered accounts. But we're going to be talking about the commercial side of this process for the rest of this hour and for the next I would say between one and three sessions. So where do we start? My friends, back to the very beginning of BIC. BIC stands for Beneficiaries in Common, meaning placing officers of the United States as beneficiaries in joint tenancy, basically, in joint beneficiaryship, in joint baileyship, because they really are being appointed a bailee. You know what a bailee is? A bailee is a holder of property which has been given to him by a bailor. That's all it is. It's someone with whom an article has been left. And so when you provide, but they must be able to have their hands on the article, must, you know, somehow be tangible. So when you appoint someone a fiduciary, or better yet, a power of attorney to effect and process your payment on behalf of the legal fiction debtor, they are also a bailee. They're in possession of that payment now. All of this information comes together in the process we call BIC, where we name them as co-fiduciaries or co-bailees with the Secretary of the Treasury. So there's a sharing of the funds. What funds? The funds in the form of a promissory note. At least for now, we're working on something that will replace the promissory note, and it's going to shock everybody, I guarantee you. But for now, the promissory note has worked very well and will continue to work well. What we do is we take this principle of a separate legal entity, a legal fiction, procedural phantom, dead corporate entity, transmitting utility, straw party. And we basically put into its account and into the birth certificate account that was established when mom provided them with the application for the certificate of live birth. And we place into them a bond that is known as an indemnity bond. It's the first of the tripartite BIC instruments. It's very easy to understand. And it's a powerful entity because, unlike the old days where people were writing bills of exchange against, basically against Treasury on the assumption that there's an account, this gets placed into the birth certificate account, the account represented by the legal fiction birth certificate. Believe me, that name that comes back as a participant in the United States, whether it's uppercase, upper and lowercase, or in Hebrew, doesn't matter, because that is a fiction. So we place into that fiction account and the straw man fiction account and fiction accounts for any public officer, public agency, insurance company, CFO, you name it, even a statute or a bill in the de facto government, a bond, what we call a private discharging and indemnity bond in the amount of $300 million. The bond says across the top, it has a big fancy border. You can design it yourself, but if you're designing it in the joint, it will say across the top, private discharging and indemnity bond. And below that would be the registry number, which is the, we use the registered U.S. mail number, the mail ticket, the mail tracking number. It's usually RR, then 9 digits, and then U.S. after it. Now, one thought I had recently was to give it a random 9-digit number. Give it a C number. There's advantage to that because there might be in certain venues an assumption that that's a CUSIP bond number. CUSIP numbers can be secured, but that would certainly be placing the bond into fictional capacity, and we prefer not to. In the upper right-hand corner of these bonds, we very often place a bond number. That bond number could be the same registered mail number, could be a random nine-digit number, could be a number which indicates what these bonds are when you see that number also in the name of the instrument on your computer file. So you can go through a whole list of them in your file and know exactly what you're looking at. So, for instance, I use a convention in which it says, it might say STK for my initials, dash F1, it could be foreclosure one case, dash TK dash IB to identify it as an indemnity bond, dash F1 dash the date, such as 1028-2007. So that may be another way of constructing a number. Anyway, the name is at the top. Under it would be the registered mail number or the registration number. What do legitimate corporate bonds say? Registered, and they put a number on it. That's all you really need to say. And if they see an RR and a US at the beginning and at the end, respectively, they will know that that's a registered mail number anyway. Below that, we list the face value, which by convention only is $300 million and 00 cents. And that's also written out, $300 million U.S. dollars. Then we state the date of issuance. Generally, I pick a date where I know I can have the whole process ready to go. Might be a week later. And then the date of expiration, 30 years later, on the day before. So if this bond were to be issued November 10th of 2007, then the date of expiration would be November 9th, 2037. Underneath that, it says 2 with a semicolon, Henry M. Paulson, Jr., Secretary of the U.S. Treasury, United States Department of the Treasury, 1500 Pennsylvania Avenue Northwest, Washington, D.C., 20220. And alongside his name, it says herein after fiduciary. And below that, there's another heading which says for offset through, and then we list those principles on the instrument or sureties on the instrument through whom the offset will be occurring. And those are listed, for instance, as Samuel Thomas Kennedy, principal, private offset account number, and then it would list the Social Security number without dashes. Then below that would be the first surety, and next to his name would say first surety. And next to that, private offset account number and his Social Security account number without the dashes. And then the third surety, since there are three signatories to the instrument usually, the second surety, there's the principal, me, and two sureties. The second surety would be listed below that and would say surety number two's name, full name, second surety, and private offset account number, the Social Security number, without the dashes for that party. Now, let me just point something out here. The language here specifically says, for offset through, and then below that it says, hereinafter creditors in quotation marks. And that's telling them, in effect, who the principals on this instrument are, who's guaranteeing the instrument, and that would in effect be our correct name with all of our fancy hieroglyphics that we tend to pile in the names these days. I hope that's clear to everyone who's listening. That would be Samuel dash Thomas or hyphen Thomas semicolon Kennedy or whatever your construction is of the living man who is requesting and on whose credit the offset or the set off is being executed. Then below that, we get into the meat of the bond, which is a list of the account holders and the accounts that we wish the benefit of this bond to be applied to. The first one on that list is the birth certificate account. Now, that would be our same name, like Samuel Thomas Kennedy, but without the semicolon and the hyphen, because it would be the birth certificate fiction that I'm really representing there. And next to that would be birth certificate number and the number listed. So it would actually read Samuel Thomas Kennedy in upper and lowercase letters, Samuel Thomas Kennedy, birth certificate number 14-whatever. Below, and then a little space is skipped, and it says account holder. Below that, it says strawman, full name. So it would be Samuel Thomas Kennedy or Samuel T. Kennedy. Could say A.K.A. Kennedy, comma, S.T. A few permutations like that. Skip some space. Account holder. And now we're starting the list of accounts that this bond will apply to. We'll continue this when I return in a few minutes after the break, folks.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
Did you ever wonder how an opera singer that hits a high note is able to shatter a wine glass? Well, the glass has a natural resonant frequency. If the resonant frequency making the glass vibrate is powerful enough, the size of the vibration will become so large the glass shatters. Using this same principle, Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease-causing organisms can be destroyed using different resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions Frequency Instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions with no side effects. The 2006 BioSolutions Plus is the easiest to operate frequency instrument ever developed. Its easy reference guide will allow you to begin using the instrument within minutes. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free, 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625. Once again, 1-866-885-6625.
Listening to RBN has helped you to prepare for an emergency and invest in the gold and silver markets, but now you'd like help managing your other investments. Would you prefer personalized investment advice? Onesti Investment Advisors can help. Onesti Investment Advisors will customize a portfolio with no conflicts of interest. Onesti Investment Advisors is a fee-based firm. We do no underwriting and receive no commission, so we always look after your interest. The better you do, the better we do. Get diversification by investing in stocks, bonds, mutual funds, ETFs, and more. Onesti Investment Advisors can help fund education, plan for retirement, lower your taxes, increase retirement income, and protect against a falling dollar. You've worked hard for your assets. Former floor trader and certified financial planner certificate, John Onesti, has the experience to help grow your investments. If you're looking to improve your investment results, call or email for a free consultation. Onesti Investment Advisors, 505-296-2453. That's 505-296-2453. Click on our banner ad on RBN or visit our website at onestiadvisors.com. Onesti Investment Advisors, looking after your investments.
People get all upset and they shiver and they sweat for money.
Welcome back, friends. This is the final segment of tonight's program. I thank you for joining me. We were focusing in on the indemnity bond. Now, as we unfold this procedure, I know this may be repetitious for a number of people who understand these instruments, but I'm sure there are going to be observations that we'll make as we proceed about the instruments that may enhance your understanding of what they are and what the parts of them are and how they apply. But I'd like the people inside the joint to have a real description of how to construct an item like this. If at all possible, we suggest being the bond to one page or one page front and back. It depends on how many account holders are listed. After the first two account holders, the birth certificate account and the straw man account, then the fun begins. And we might list the commissioner of an agency, the head of a policing agency, a bank, the CFO of the bank, and it would be in the following format. For instance, for a bank, it might say J.P. Morgan Chase & Company, comma, give a little address, 270 Park Avenue, comma, New York, comma, New York. And below that, it might say John Jones, DBA, D/B/A, Chief Financial Officer, comma, J.P. Morgan Chase & Company. After both of those, on the same line, it would say account holder. You skip a little space and lined up on the right side, it says account holder, account holder, account holder. Or they could be listed in a column of which the heading is account holder. But they are each being specified as an account holder, someone who is assuming a liability attributed to the strawman debtor. Now, we'll read the rest of the bond beginning at the next program, the language on the rest of the bond, and it's changing as we speak, I might add. But let me just say this, that the concept behind the bond is very simple. We are creating funds by our signature, the same as you would if you took out a mortgage, and we are placing those funds in the charge of the U.S. trustee, and we're saying, I want you to apply these funds by way of a set-off, however public policy works, for the benefit of these accounts. And here they are. We are pre-funding those accounts. So the straw man is pre-funded to the tune of $300 million if he was alone on this page or he in a birth certificate account. And if it was a prison extraction case, it might indicate the court, the appeals court, the judge, the judges on the appellate panel, the chief judge, the chief appellate judge, all of those could be account holders, as could the marshal service, the director of the marshal service, the Bureau of Prisons, the director of the Bureau of Prisons, or the commissioner, the warden in the prison, any one of a number of parties would be listed as account holders, and then the prison account number would be listed as an account in its own column or directly below the account holder. We're going to get into this in much more detail, I see, over the next few weeks. Topic worth covering and getting down on paper. My friends, thank you for joining me. You've been listening to Take No Prisoners at the Republic Broadcasting Network. Please remember that the Lord helps them and delivers them. Remember that message. And you shall be delivered. Good night. God bless. We'll see you next Sunday night, 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, right here on the Republic Broadcasting Network. God bless.